Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 27 through 30. Jesus said, "The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt." A recent survey indicated the number one reason people stop going to church is that they hold a grudge. They disagree with something someone said or did and can't bring themselves to resolve the problem, so they simply stay away from it. In a parable told by Jesus, a servant who had a massive debt canceled goes out and finds a second servant who owes a much smaller debt to him. Instead of resolving it, the first servant holds it against the second servant and has the person thrown into prison, where it is difficult to resolve anything. Can you see the relationship between the two situations? God forgives people for every sin against Him. He sent His Son Jesus into the world to pay the debt for every sin. Jesus suffered hell and set people free from the guilt of sin and from the fear of death. But those same forgiven people decide to hold everyone around them accountable for every sin and every grievance, large or small. They nurse grudges rather than forgiving people who often don't even realize what they have done. Then the servants who forget their own forgiveness stay away from church, where the power of forgiveness in word and sacrament could give them the strength to forgive the people who have grieved them. It's not a good situation. Get past the grudge. Forgive the other person. Rejoin the Christian assembly. Stay connected to Jesus. Live in forgiveness. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.